Greetings and welcome. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, BC. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, the Abbess Hildegard of Bingham, some Berg, and if time permits, we're going to hear a little Maxim Fengerov, a child prodigy. And of course, we can't go without some oboe music. We're going to start with a tango. And this is one of Latin Americans' most deeply and rooted forms of popular music. It's a symbol as well as the Argentinian national character. Now, none other than Piazzolla was a great tango composer and player and arranger, and he actually revolutionized the traditional tango into a new style termed the Nuevo Tango, incorporating a little bit of jazz and some classical music. You know, he just sourced out all the good musicians out there and made it absolutely wonderful. In 1992, actually the music critic Stephen Holden described him as the world's foremost composer of tango music. This is from his chorale, Adagio, from his suite for string orchestra. And it's a lovely performance by the Camerata Bariloche Chamber Orchestra of Argentina.
Thank you.
What a lovely performance. That was the Chorale Adagio by Astor Piazzolla for String Orchestra, and a great performance by the Camerata Bariloche Chamber Orchestra of Argentina. Now, this next selection comes from a true visionary of her time. She was a composer, philosopher, Christian mystic, Benedictine abbess, and yes, visionary. You know, I'd kind of like to see inside her mind. But from the age of 3, the abbess Hildegard of Bingen was reported to have witnessed visions. She explained that she saw all things in the light of God and through all the 5 senses: sight, hearing, taste, smell, and touch. And back in 1141, when she was at the tender age of 42, she received a vision that she believed to be an instruction from God to write down that which you see and hear, you should transcribe. What resulted is stunning, haunting, beautiful music. And I quote from her, "Every element has a sound, an original sound from the order of God. All those sounds unite like the harmony from harps and zithers." Well, I don't know if we really play zithers these days, but harps are still in fashion. And we're going to hear some of these sounds unite with the arrangements performed by Richard Souther and a great voice, Emily Van Avera.
Virga artia dema purpure regis, quae es in clausula tua sicut glorica. In frondem scolis tuum in vicissitudine, quam Adam omne genus humanum produceret.
the music of Hildegard von Bingham, arranged by Richard Souther, and with the lovely voice of Emily Van Avera. We heard Praise for the Virgin and Only the Devil Left. And this comes from a disc called Vision. You're listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And intrigue is one of the things you could say of our next composer, thought to be, to some, implicit in the death of his contemporary Mozart due to a perceived jealousy. In reality, Salieri was a pivotal figure in the development of 18th century opera and a formidable teacher of future generations. Now, although the rivalry made for a good movie in Amadeus back in 1984, it's kind of largely fictitious. He did, however, write a respectable body of memorable music, and I'm going to treat you to one of the ones he did for oboe and flute. And this is the playful opening allegro.
Thank you.
You know, I can kind of hear birds chirping when I hear that. A lovely performance by Orly Nicolet and Heinz Holliger. And that was the opening allegro from Salieri's Concerto for Flute and Oboe. And that makes up our oboe music time today. And they were joined by the Bamberg Symphony with Peter Mogg conducting. And you are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, BC. I'm Marguerite. And this next artist came onto the scene with a huge bang back in the 90s. Can't believe I'm saying that. He was born in 1974, and he was only 5 when he received his first violin lessons and pronounced at the time, and I quote, "A child like him is only born once every 100 years." I am speaking of the violinist Maxim Vengerov. He was born to a Jewish family with a strong musical tradition. His mother sang and conducted a 500 voice orchestra, and his father, get this, he played first oboe in the local Philharmonic. No wonder he got his talent. He has received and recorded hundreds of awards. Now, in the past couple of years, though, Vengerov performed only infrequently in public on violin. He had a little bit of an exercise injury that affected his playing. But during that time, he didn't, he didn't slough off. He devoted himself extensively to conducting. And he is back performing, and we're all happy about that. And we're going to hear the genius at work with music by Paganini. And this comes from the Violin Concerto, number 1 in D major. This is the first movement.
Thank you.
Well, who couldn't get excited by that? That was Maxim Vengerov with the first movement, the Allegro from Paganini's Concerto No. 1 in D major. And he was happily joined by the members of the Israel Philharmonic Orchestra with Zubin Mehta conducting. We're going to go, you know, we seem to have a lot of prodigies on this program. Just another prodigy, but he was actually more interested in literature than music as a child, and did not begin to compose until he was 15. Now, for most of us, you know, that could be late, but, you know, not for those that have it in them. His circle included musicians the likes of Alexander von Zalimski, Frank Schrechter, and the painter Gustav Klimt. Not bad company. Love to be in their living room at one time. He did write for piano, opera, and Wozzeck being his big success, chamber music, and today we're going to hear a lovely work for four pieces for clarinet and piano. And this performance is by Anthony Pei and Daniel Barenbaum.
Thank you.
An incredible work by Berg. And we heard Anthony Pay with Daniel Barenboim. And that was Berg's four pieces for clarinet and piano. And this next composer himself dubbed his symphony as Classica or Classical for the following three reasons. Because it was a simple piece, just for fun to tease the geese. I don't quite understand that one. And thirdly, in hopes that it would become a repertory staple. But it seems to have passed on all three criteria. It was premiered back in April of 1918, and I'm speaking of Prokofiev's Classical Symphony. And it became one of the most frequently played symphonies in the 20th century. We're going to hear a performance done here on Canadian grounds by the Montreal Chamber Players with Francisco de Gavels conducting.
Thank you.
the Montreal Chamber Players, and that was the opening from Prokofiev's Classical Symphony. You have been listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And do thank you for joining me today, and we'll wait till next time.